certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are around the corner and finding the perfect gift is tricky. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter NHL into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. It is Friday. It is cold outside. The Oilers are coming off a 5-2 win last night, snapping their 6-game losing streak. They got a lot of solid performances. A lot of the things that were hampering this team went right. We'll break it all down here throughout the podcast, but I think we got to get to the big news of the day. As this morning at about 9 a.m., we got the news that Ryan Nugent-Hopkins has landed on the COVID protocol list. He joins Devin Shore, Ryan McLeod, and head coach Dave Tippett. The team also pushed back its 3 p.m. flight to Seattle to allow time for some more testing to be done here for the Edmonton Oilers. And just with the trends you're seeing around the NHL, this might get worse here for Edmonton. I must throw this in there as well. The Flames, Avalanche, and Panthers, they've all been shut down until December 26th. The league made that announcement about an hour or so ago. And the Leafs placed Tavares and Kerfoot in COVID protocol. They have canceled their practice in Vancouver. So this is becoming an absolute mess all over North American sports. We'll see how it's handled. A lot of postponements coming. I almost feel like the NHL needs to shut down. But let's look at the Oilers situation. The Oilers are cleared to play, which I think would be a mistake. Like, shut it down. Like, you're going to get another case tomorrow. Then you're going to get another one on Sunday. Just shut it down. Shut her down. That's my opinion. Do you really want the Oilers going in there playing this shorthanded when this team is struggling mightily and needs wins? Now, Nugent Hopkins is, I mean, he's not McDavid or Draisaitl, but he's a key part of this team. Let's be honest, at least with that. So if he is out, I think you'd keep the same top line, Fogel, McDavid, Puljujarvi. Perlini probably gets the bump up to with Draisaitl and Yamamoto. Ryan Cassian, and you're probably going to go with Benson. And then it's going to be Colton Sevier with Kyle Turris. And you got to expect someone's going to get the call up. Seth Griffiths, who leads the Condors in scoring, 18 points in 18 games. It could be Marody, Cracknell, Malone. They're all outside of Cracknell. Malone and Marody have 15 points. Do you want to go younger? There's a guy, I know some people were throwing at 1260 today, Raphael Lavoie. I don't know about that. He's played 18 games, got 3 assists. Interesting. His name is Tim Schaller. He has played in the NHL. I think Low Tide was saying, though, today that he would need an NHL contract, so he's probably unlikely to get the call up. But this is a guy that's got 276 NHL games, 57 points in those, 31-year-old. He might be an interesting option, but we'll wait and see if this game's a go. I think we're going to find out later this afternoon. That's why he's pushed back a bit this podcast. I can't push it back too far, but hopefully we get some news by the time we wrap this puppy up. But yeah, that's the situation right now in the NHL with the Edmonton Oilers, now down Ryan Nugent Hopkins. They played last night. You know, Columbus is going to be worried about COVID with their team, and the Oilers doing more testing. But it's really simple to me with the lineup. There's not much you can do. So Perlini up to the second line. Benson moves up a slot to the third line, and whoever gets the call up will fill in that spot for the Edmonton Oilers. But what an absolute mess COVID right now in North American sports. The other big news of the day, Paul Maurice, Winnipeg Jets head coach, resigned today, kind of shocking the hockey world a bit here. No one saw this coming. We had Winnipeg guests on throughout all the shows on TSN, and they were like, they knew they were struggling. They knew something might come, but I think they were just surprised that he resigned today, and they played today. So if you heard his presser, he's so well-spoken. He's an absolute gentleman, and wish him all the best. But it was time, it seems like, there in Winnipeg. He said that the team needs a new voice, and he's stepping down. Dave Lowry, one of his assistants, will take over as interim coach. Looks like he'll will finish out the year in Winnipeg. But yeah, big news here. I'll hopefully I get some news on the Oilers regarding this COVID situation. Nothing yet outside of Nugent Hopkins landing on the COVID list. But last night, the Oilers snapped that 6-game losing streak. They now sit at 17-11, 34 points. They've taken 6 of the last 7 games against Columbus. A nice 5-2 win. Jesse Puljujärvi gets 2. They get a 5-on-3. They scored twice on it. Puljujärvi is now at 10 goals, followed up by Derek Ryan's first goal in 23 games. And then Perlini adds one in the second, his first of the season. He also had his first point in an assist on Derek Ryan's goal. And he hit the post right before he scored. Not right before, but you know what I mean. He hit the post on a long shot. So Bakersfield, in a small little trip there, did some wonders for Mr. Brandon Perlini, as he looked really good last night. Fogel would hit the empty net to score his first goal since October 30th to put it on ice. I thought that their line of Cassian, Perlini, and Ryan did some good things. You can tell when Cassian's going, because in the first period, he made a couple good plays. He made a solid hit. Solid hit. And he made a good defensive play. So good on him. He's taking a lot of heat here. A lot of it's well deserved. I mean, no one's going to sit here and say he's playing great, but good to see that line kind of step up. And you got the saves, right? Like Stuart Skinner was sharp. They let the foot off the gas there a bit there in the third. Columbus was able to find 2 goals, but the Oilers were able to close this one out. The special teams, 2-for-5 for Edmonton on the power play. They kill all 3 Columbus. I was going to say Minnesota. Columbus penalties in the Oilers. They weren't shy last night. They threw 45 shots on net. Jesse Puljujärvi had 8. Perlini had 7. They combined for 15 shots. I'm going to get to the good and bad in the second segment, so I know what you're all waiting for. I'll leave that out for now. But the Oilers needed this win. They had to do it, and they got some solid contributions from a lot of players that were struggling, and they were able to find a way in. That's with McDavid and Draisaitl not going completely off, right? Now, they picked up points, but they weren't scoring. You got some positive guys getting off the schneid as well, but the Oilers needed that one. And it was nice on the postgame show, I'm not going to lie. The people were just, I think, just wanted to enjoy it and say, you know what, screw it. I know that it's been a terrible December, but tonight they won and I'm just not going to complain. I'll complain tomorrow. So it was a nice little turn there, because the previous 6 postgame shows, it was just getting really, really negative. So hopefully the Oilers, if they play tomorrow, can build on a pretty good game. Is there stuff to work on? 100%. But the Oilers overall were pretty good on Thursday night. Coming up next, we'll hear some audio postgame from Perlini and Skinner, 2 guys that had a big part in the Oilers win. And we'll also get to the good and bad from the game. And if any news breaks while I'm speaking to you in the second segment, and I'll give you that as well. You're listening to Locked On Oilers Podcast with Hernan Salas. The holidays are around the corner, and finding the perfect gift is tricky. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter NHL into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. For $99.99, you'll get 24 entrees like the world famous bacon wrap, filet mignons, chicken breasts, sides, desserts, and so much more. When you use code NHL, you'll also get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free with your order. We've all heard the reports about shortages and shipping delays, so don't wait. Order the perfect gift package today at omahasteaks.com and you'll get 8 free burgers when entering the code NHL. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, and 100% guaranteed. omahasteaks.com, keyword NHL. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar, Built Bar. Filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. So many flavors, you'll have a hard time choosing. Will you have raspberry or mint brownie, cherry or double chocolate, cookies and cream, or peanut butter brownie? Built Bar gives you that extra fuel you need to bust down those mall doors and battle all the holiday shoppers. Or if you're just standing in endless shopping lines, Built Bar can give you that extra something to keep you going. So throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're going to need it. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. Oilers.com. Hey, it's Hernan here with the Locked On Oilers podcast. Edmonton Oilers victorious last night. That calmed everybody down here in Edmonton, at least for one night. At least for one night. Let's get to the good of that game last night. The power play, 2-for-5. They needed a bounce back, and they scored the first goal, which is just unreal right now. Like, listen to this. It was their first lead, and they scored the first goal, obviously, since December 1st. They had not led for a single second of their six-game losing streak. That is just out of this world. And look what happens when you score the first goal. Look what happens. Your fourth line of Turris, Benson, and I think it was Sevier. They played about 8 minutes. Isn't it great when the Oilers can roll four lines out there and get everybody involved in the game? Because they're down so early in games and giving up the first goal in almost in every game that then Dave Tippett just loads up the big guys and says, go win me this game. Go tie it up. Go get me a goal. And then those guys were so harsh on them, but they don't play a lot. They play 5-6 minutes. So last night, yes, it was good. I love that they got the first couple of goals, bang, 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 and then they were able to roll their lines. But let's be honest here. It's going to be in my bad, but they started. They gave up in the first 6 minutes a 2-on-1, a 3-on-1, and took a too many men penalty. But the difference is, and this is going to flip back to being good. You got saves, and everybody's sitting here. Well, Werenski, it was a little lucky because Werenski, I think, didn't think he had more time, because if he does, he probably goes top corner. He kind of just shot it right away, but Skinner was there, and he made the save. He made the save, and he made another one. He made two big saves when the Oilers were kind of reeling there in the first couple of minutes, and that's what you need from your goaltender. Your goaltender has to keep you in the game. When you're not sharp or when you're making mistakes, make the save and let your team find that first goal, and that's exactly what happened last night. The PK bounced back 3-for-3 on the shorthanded, like I mentioned, scored the first goal. You got two goals from the bottom six and Derek Ryan and Brandon Perlini. You got the saves, and guys that were struggling get off the schneid, like Derek Ryan, who hasn't been good since October. A full goal hasn't scored. I know it's an empty netter, but who cares, man? If that gets him going, that'd be an added bonus. Perlini with his first 2 points of the season after scoring two down in Bakersfield. So a lot of good from this team. I like the effort more. There's more fight. There's more emotion. They're actually throwing hits, like meaningful hits. So I liked it. I did. I think you got something with Fogel maybe in the top six. And if Perlini can catch some sort of fire here, that's going to bode well for the Oilers. And I didn't mind Tyler Benson. But there's one guy that's really impressed me is Colton Sevier. He's showing some good stuff. He's good on the PK. He's good defensively. But offensively, he's still driving the net, going to the tough areas. He's got a little bit of Hyman in this game. Obviously not at Hyman's level. I'm not saying that. But I like what I'm seeing from him. He's mucking it up and he's getting in there and creating at least for the Edmonton Oilers. So Colton Sevier, I think, is a guy that might be locking down a spot here in the bottom six. The start, obviously. Bouchard, he got walked for one of the goals. He got walked about 2-3 times last night. He struggled, but it's peaks and valleys with young defense, so I'm okay with that. A little loose in the third, sure. The dry line 5-on-5 has to improve. They have to improve. And it's, we can blame Yam or Nuge, Dry, whoever you want. All three have to be better 5-on-5. That line's not giving you anything. And yesterday, the discussion with Yam Moto was, well, this guy's got to sit out. He has no shots. He is good positionally. I agree. The coaching staff loves him. You heard Gullitson say it a couple days ago. Ask the top players in Edmonton who they want to play with, and they'll say Yamo. It's a popular guy. He's not a terrible hockey player, guys. This guy belongs in the NHL. What hurts him is his size, sure. But he fights his butt off. He's really good on the PK. He's positionally sound. I get all that, and I agree with all that. But you can't be playing with Draisaitl for almost the entire season so far. Entire season, and Nugent Hopkins. And you've gone with 0 shots since December 1st. Like, that can't happen. He has 1 assist. Yeah, he has 5 goals. Sure, but one was PP, one was on the PK, so you have to produce. And it doesn't matter how good you are in every other aspect. When you're playing with Leon Draisaitl, the leading scorer in the NHL, and you have 1 assist and 0 shots since December 1st, I can't sit here and just completely defend this guy and be like, no, he's fine. I agree, he does a lot of other things well, but eventually, you have to produce. And right now with COVID, before COVID, they were going to mix up the lines. COVID kind of screwed that up, so now they're just going with what is familiar, right? Is there a better option than Yamo in the top six? Maybe people today were tossing in Perlini, but that's one game, guys. And Perlini had 7 shots last night. Yamo hasn't had a shot since the Pittsburgh game. So I get what you're saying, and I get the frustration, but I think if the Oilers had a better option, they would have made this move already. But it also shows that the coaching staff really, really believes in this guy. Like, really believes in this guy. Like, they love him. And you listen, it's the first time we've heard from the assistants. We usually hear from Tippett. We've heard from the same from Playfair and the same from Gullitson. So there's something there, obviously. But I agree. On one side, he does other things really well. But on the other side, come on, man. You have to produce. You have to. So we'll see what happens here going forward with Kaylor Yamamoto. But that dry line is, it's definitely gone stale. So you got to find better option there. Willie Lagesson played for Marcus Nemelainen, and he was just fine. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and rip him. I don't think he was terrible. I don't think he was great. I think he was just fine. Keith Cece, I thought, were pretty solid. I thought Nurse was good. And Bouchard was good at times and bad at other times. So one of those things where I don't know who's going to come in now. I don't know how close Cuckoo is, but if you're asking me Lagesson or Nemelainen, I think just for the hitting aspect, I'd go Nemelainen, but Lagesson probably skates a little bit better, moves the puck a little bit better, so we'll see if they do play tomorrow who's going to get that look. And like I said, the ice times, the lowest was 8.23, and that was Kyle Turris, so good to see everybody get in the rotation and getting everyone involved, I think, is what's important here for Edmonton. They're supposed to take on the Seattle Kraken tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, hockey night in Canada. Everything's up in the air right now with Nuge testing positive for COVID. So coming up next, we will hear from Stuart Skinner and Brandon Perlini as they joined the media last night following the game. They were two big parts of it. Skinner was solid. Perlini picked up his first 2 points of the season, a goal and an assist. He even hit the crossbar on one, or the post, whatever you want to call it. So we'll hear from those guys, and hopefully we get an update here regarding the Edmonton Oilers. You're listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline is your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast as we head into the good old weekend here. Nice and cold one here as we're just a week away from Christmas. Edmonton Oilers 5-2 winners last night over Columbus, snapping that ugly 6-game losing streak. And it was ugly, and hopefully they can build. We're still waiting word from the Edmonton Oilers on if this team is going to travel. They push back their 3 p.m. flight to Seattle. So hoping to get news here in the next 5 to 10 to 15 minutes so I can share it with you on this podcast and we can discuss it. The Oilers are set to play Seattle tomorrow, then return home for a game on Monday, and then back on the road Wednesday, Thursday, LA, San Jose before the Christmas break. We'll see if these games are even played. But let's get back to last night as Stuart Skinner was solid, picked up his third win of the season, his fourth career win. Perlini with his first goal and first assist of the season looked really good after a short stint in Bakersfield. Here are both guys meeting with the media following last night's game.
It was a game that sort of started with some adversity, right? A 2-on-1, PK right away, another 3-on-1. Was getting through that sort of and being on your feet in a 0-0 game, how was that an important part of what happened afterwards?
Yeah, I think it just got us going a little bit. I think the start's huge for everybody on this team. I mean, it was nice to get a couple saves in right away and gave us some momentum. And then, you know, the guys, the forwards, the D, we just took over from there. And, it was a lot of fun tonight.
Brendan, you had, last I checked, 7 shots on goal. Maybe you got a late one. I'm not sure. Was that the theme for you tonight, was to be noticed and shoot the puck?
Yeah, I mean, I went down to the American League there and, that's kind of, I picked up, not picked up a few things, but I think, you know, anytime you get the minutes down there, I played 20 plus both games, so you really get a lot of puck touches and get the kind of feeling back. And so for me, I noticed down there I had kind of same thing, 7-8 shots on goal. And for me, it was like, okay, you know, try and do that up here, try and replicate it and get pucks in the net. And then, you know, good things will happen. Luckily, tonight it did.
How frustrating was it for you that you're in and out of the lineup when you were here?
It's not frustrating at all. I mean, Yeah, of course you want to play and contribute to the team, but any way that I can do it, whether it's in practice or, you know, in games, you know, I knew coming in here that you're not going to get the minutes that like Leon or Connor are getting. So you're playing, you know, very much a role that's, you know, for the team. And for me, like I said, I try and help out any way possible.
But when you're only getting 6 minutes a game, is the heat on you to do something in those 6 minutes, or are you out there trying not to get scored on?
Neither. That's the truth. I just go out and play hockey. I think the people who got the real heat are guys like military, guys who are putting their lives on the line every single night. For us, we play a game of hockey. You know, it's not live or die. I know we're going to, you know, myself, I'm going to wake up every day getting another crack at this. So for me, it's go out, have fun, play hockey, and try your best.
So when you were sent down, were you thinking, okay, this is going to be a long time? Or do you never know when you're sent down, it's, you know, all of a sudden guys get COVID or get hurt and something back up?
That's the NHL, man. You know, you see guys go all over the place, up, down, in and out of the lineup. So for me, I'm not thinking, like, even going down, I wasn't thinking it as a negative. I was looking at it as an opportunity to go play some minutes, get the mojo back. Like I said, get a lot of puck touches. Luckily scored a couple goals down there. So coming back this way, you know, you have a good feeling. You have a very positive attitude. And for me, like I said, I try and replicate it up here and be in good spirits for everyone and carry a lot of positivity around for the room and for the guys.
That was Brandon Perlini and Stuart Skinner from last night following the Oilers 5-2 win. Interesting stuff there by Perlini, saying he doesn't really take it too hard, I guess, or it didn't really affect him in a negative way when he wasn't playing too much. So, yeah, I guess that's good to hear. Seems like he's a chill fellow for sure. You know what, guys? It's almost going to hit 4 o'clock here. I've waited long enough to kind of throw out this podcast. We got nothing coming from the Oilers right now. I've reached out to some other media. No one's really hearing anything. We're expecting a call-up. That's about it. Who will it be? Probably Cooper Marody. If I had to guess, it's him or Seth Griffith. So one of those two guys will be coming up. We still don't know if there's more positive tests for the Edmonton Oilers. Still don't know if that game's going to play tomorrow. The Oilers are still in Edmonton as we speak. I think we're going to have to wait a little bit longer, maybe well into the evening, for them to get their test results and see if this team can travel to Seattle and play their game. Not an ideal situation, obviously. Of course, the health comes first. By all accounts, sounds like the players are all doing fine. But do you want the Oilers going out to Seattle with a banged up, not banged up, but you know what I mean, missing some key players to their team? They can still win, sure. Of course they can. They got Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. They can give you a chance every night. So we'll continue to wait and keep it locked on Twitter or whatever you use for your news, sports news updates, because as of right now, there's nothing really coming in terms of the Edmonton Oilers. All we know is Nuge has joined DeShore and McLeod on protocol along with head coach Dave Tippett. Expect a call up and we'll go from there. So still waiting, nothing coming, but sorry first of all for not being able to update you guys on the latest on the Edmonton Oilers, but there is just nothing to report since this morning. Oilers Seattle tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Maybe we'll do an emergency podcast tomorrow early morning, early afternoon. If we get more news and it's big news, let's get ready for the game. Kraken, 1-1 so far this season. The Oilers lost last time out. Remember, they gave up that early goal there. Who gets a start in net? Would you go with Skinner? I think you'd have to, and we wait and see with the lineup if the game is a go. Tonight in the NHL, as far as we know, these games are all going to go on as scheduled. New York's home to the Golden Knights. Sabres are on the road in Pittsburgh. It's the Stars and Blues from St. Louis. Winnipeg, with the new coach behind the bench, will take on Ovi and the Capitals. Oh, a couple more positive cases while we were waiting. Nick Backstrom, who just made his return to the lineup, he lands on COVID protocol, so he's out tonight. And Tyler Motte in Vancouver has tested positive also. That team's dealing with cases similar to the Edmonton Oilers, so we'll keep tracking that. Chicago's home to the Preds, and Anaheim takes on the Arizona Coyotes. So, fluid right now. Everything's kind of just fluid. We're waiting and seeing what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just, there's so much news regarding COVID right now that you don't know what's going to happen. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Again, apologies for not having any news for you, but that's totally out of my control. Like always, hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at LockedOnOilers. And keep those downloads coming. Download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. Got a message there. Nope, nothing regarding the Edmonton Oilers. Let me check one more last time. Here, the Oiler group, nothing. And we'll wrap this edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast up. Stay warm, stay safe, enjoy your weekend. Christmas is just around the corner. It's a fun week ahead. Hopefully, the Oilers will be playing some games. And hopefully, this COVID stuff, by the time we head into the new year, is under control. For my producer, Juanito, in the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan, the man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. We'll chat Monday.